Good morning. My name is Jackson Grice, and I am the principal at Houston Secondary School.
Okay. So can you tell me, what is the current food program at Houston Secondary for students who need it?
So currently, we run a breakfast program and a lunch program, and we serve meals to all of the students at Twain Sullivan Elementary and at Houston Secondary. So in combination, there's an enrollment between the two schools of around just almost 400 kids. So about 200 students at the elementary and 200 at the high school. So there's 200 attend the high school, and I'm not quite sure on the exact number this year at Twain Sullivan Elementary, but they're somewhere around 175 to 200. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the number of kids that attend the program, I would say on average, we serve about 200 meals per day out of our kitchen.
Wow, that's impressive. What funding do you receive to offer this program to your students?
So we do have a variety of sources. I would say the bulk funding comes from the provincial government. Last year, they called it the Student Affordability Fund, and I believe they've changed the name. I'm not sure what it's called this year. So on top of that, we have very generous donations from the community throughout Houston. Just as an example, Buy Low Foods every week gives us numerous free boxes of fruit and vegetables that we greatly appreciate. In combination with that, we have several local ranchers who either donate beef or give us beef at a very reduced rate, which is fabulous. And then on top of that, there's also local market gardeners and community members that will just donate money, or we love it in the springtime where when people's gardens start going, quite often we have people deliver produce from their gardens. We still have a large segment of our population within our schools that is very vulnerable and struggles with food security, regardless if the mill's operating or not. So for us running this program, it's kind of twofold. One is to provide food security for students that might not have the resources to have that in their lives. And then also two, to provide quality, healthy breakfast and lunch for our students that can't afford it. So essentially, what we are trying to ensure here with our student population is for kids to have access to quality food, ideally as local as possible, and on a consistent basis. So, you know, we try to eliminate the whole teenager, "Oh, I didn't eat breakfast today," scenario, where there's always food. You know, we have breakfast and lunch, but we also always have the counter with fresh fruit that's donated from Bilo. You know, we have boiled eggs, and a kid's not going to go hungry here at our school, which is great. And that eliminates the hunger barrier or the food barrier towards learning. And that's really what this is all about, is how do we set up our students best to learn when they're here? And one of the most important things is, are they well nourished? And that's what we're really striving for.
Yeah, absolutely. When did this program start?
Well, so this is my fourth year here on campus at the schools. The breakfast program had been running long before I arrived. I think probably the breakfast program, maybe 8 or 9 years it's been going. And I forgot to mention on your first question, a lot of the funding too for breakfast comes from a program called the Breakfast Club of Canada, mm-hmm. which both Twain Sullivan and Houston Secondary are part of. So that's a big bonus there to help augment our funding from the provincial government and community donations. So the breakfast program has been going for around 8 years. And when I came on board back to Houston three and a half years ago, was the first year we got the lunchtime program up and running.
Do you feel secure in that funding, the provincial and the federal funding now? And I guess, how does the BC Green Party's pledge to have a universal food program, how would that differ what you offer your students?
Well, so right now, I would say in combination with the generous community donations, the food from Bilo Foods, which without them, you know, I don't know how we would afford the fresh fruit and veg.
Yeah.
And when combined with the provincial funding and the Breakfast Club of Canada, we're able to provide and the donations from local ranchers and so on, we're able to provide really quality food to our kids. That being said, as the person who's overseeing the finances with this, it's always a worry about how long can we sustain this, mm-hmm. and what does this look like going forward? So, you know, would I love some type of certainty? Yes, that would be great, because, you know, our goal is to provide quality. You know, we don't want to just give kids junk. We want healthy, nutritious meals. So there is that uncertainty that is unsettling, because, you know, from 1 year to the next, you think, is this funding going to happen? Or are we going to have that bulk funding from the government? And we just don't know. So, yeah, it's a tough one to answer. And, you know, right now we're kind of going year by year and keeping it going, and we'll see.
And has MLA First to Know, the Green Party, MLA, has her office contacted SD54 schools to speak about this program at all? Do you know much about what she's proposing?
I know a little bit, just seeing headlines in the news. For us personally here at the school, we have no contact. We've had no contact with the BC Green Party, and I'm unsure. I can't speak what's happened at the district level.
Yeah. Jackson, is there anything that I didn't ask about this program that you think is important for our listeners to know and to understand about this program as it exists in Houston?
I think the most important thing that I would like to put out there and for your listeners to think about is the actual difference this makes in the lives of many of our kids. So to give you an example, our doors usually open about 7:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And for some of our families that do struggle, there's kids lined up at our door at 7:30. And they're there because, one, they are coming in for, you know, warm, safe place. But two, they're coming in for the comfort of a nourishing meal and the smiling face behind the counter serving that meal. So for some of our kids, this is an absolute life changer. And it's that one small step that's setting them up for success. And I've just seen in my short time back here at Houston Secondary, the amount of kids that when that food barrier is eliminated, they're able to thrive. And I just can't say enough about how important that is for learning and school success. And it's something we as a community, and also I think as a larger community as a whole at the provincial level, really need to think long and hard about as to, you know, where do we put the money? How much do we need to put there, and who do we need to support? So it's a definite balance as to how does that all work, because this is not cheap to make work, especially when you're striving for quality food. And if you're striving to make it free to all students, and where the balance is something that's still being worked out. But, you know, on the ground level, I can say it's truly a difference maker.
Absolutely. I mean, but just currently the price of beef and just the troubles that I know that ranchers are having, even feeding their cattle to be supplied with local beef, is really kind of astounding, actually.
It provides me so much joy to see, geez, we probably serve beef 2 to 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. Today is, for lunch, is beef fajitas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to know that our kids are getting locally raised beef, you know, in their fajitas today, you know, a quality protein full of rich, full of vitamins and minerals. You know, how can you go wrong? Right. And, you know, I can't say enough about how generous the local ranchers are to either one, donate for free, or two, give up their beef at a really reduced rate. And it's incredibly generous, but and the kids are very, very fortunate to be able to eat that quality product.
Mm-hmm. Jax, I just had one last question as well, that does Houston Secondary or Twain, do you offer a program as well?
We here at the high school, we have our regular foods program.
Right.
And that program does do some supplementary cooking for the breakfast and lunch program. So we do have a sole cook. Her name is Wendy Preble. She does a fantastic job, who cooks breakfast and lunch every single day for the program. On top of that, our foods program, the students will help prepare stuff. And then Wendy also works with students. They do a bit of work experience with her. So she'll have 1 to 2 kids in the kitchen helping prep with her as well.
Okay.
So it's not as integrated as I would like right now, but we're also just starting out, and we're a small school too. So we don't run food sections every single block in our timetable. So there are challenges that way, but we have as much student involvement as we possibly can.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me about this and to share this wonderful program that you have as well. This is just really, really good news.
Great. Well, thanks for connecting with me, Pamela, and have a great day.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.